Welcome to the Grace Junkies Jam Session. Grace Junkies Jam Session. I am your host, Brad McFadden. To my left, my lovely assistant, Jill McKeever.
Hello.
My beautiful wife is next to her.
Hello.
And coming right around the round table to my podcast extraordinaire partner. I think I said that backwards, but Charles McKeever.
Hello.
And we're off.
Used to be your lovely assistant.
I'm sorry.
You took over.
You've been out lovely.
Oh, I've been out lovely?
Well, she is much lovelier.
I'll go with that.
So, the first topic for discussion is principles you guide your life by and how they've changed from what they used to be to what they are now.
Define principle for me.
It's the decision-making paradigm in which you structure your decisions by. I mean, you know, like, so if there's a issue in your life, a decision comes up, it's the rules that you that govern how you make that decision.
Paper or plastic?
Right.
Credit card or cash.
Did you just break down principles to paper?
Same
or
idea.
Or plastic. Right.
Yeah. Am I going to get the shirt on my credit card or with my cash?
That's a huge principle.
Yeah,
but we're not. That's for a whole other show.
I'm just giving examples.
They're all principles. Some are moral and some aren't. But like when I used to go by, what, trust your gut. You know, Disney's what?
Follow your heart.
Follow your
and your
heart.
Dreams will come true.
Yeah, follow your heart. And I used to be trust your gut. It was my gut telling me in a situation. My gut tells me I should go sit down and do nothing. Okay, that's what I'll do. You know?
Yeah, or when the alarms go off in your head.
Yeah.
Yes. Mothers like to
say
that.
Same thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, trust your gut got me into a lot of trouble because nobody else could trust what I said because my gut was telling me, you know what, I shouldn't go. I don't feel like I don't feel like doing what I said I was going to do yesterday.
Right.
Shifting, there must be a reason for that.
Shifting sand.
Right.
Huh.
But now, I mean, you know, your principles change. Even in Christianity, even being a Christian, your principles continually change. Like right now, my principle is praise. In faith, reading this great book. Called what's it called?
Prison and Praise.
No, what's the other book?
Power and Praise.
Power and Praise. And it's written by the same guy, Prison and Praise. But anyway, it's all about how you should just praise the Lord for every situation, no matter what. And so, like the last few days, I've been trying to just engage every situation with praise, saying, "Thank you, Lord, that my toe hurts." You know, thank you, Lord, that whatever the situation is, I just try to start off with praise and go from there. And so that's sort of become, the last few days, just my principle. Now, there's other, you know, it builds on all the other principles that I've learned, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then some you throw away, like trust your gut. You find out that's probably not a good principle, and you throw it away.
Mine used to be, it's all relative. It depends on your perspective,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And to a certain degree, a person's reality can be made up of their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right? But that doesn't mean that the reality is made up of their perspective, if that makes sense.
Well, you know, their reality may be wrong.
We're right.
Yeah. Their reality doesn't match everyone else's reality.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because according to your perspective, it can't be different from for everyone else.
Right.
Because if every person's reality is different, then you have no common reality.
But to each his own.
Oh yeah.
Hey, what was the one that you?
It's all relative, man.
What was the one that y'all had the fight about that you said was in the Bible and you actually went and looked?
Oh, I had that whole "God helps those who help themselves."
Oh, was that it? Okay. Yeah.
And this is what I used to. This is what I used to say. And one night I said that to Jill, and she says, "What?" I said, "Yeah, it says in the Bible, God helps those who help themselves." And she says,
"Look it up."
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah, it does." I was adamant about it. I was serious. And she says, "Show it to me." okay, fine. So I went to the internet. I was like, I was going to find it. You know, you can find anything on the internet. And so I Googled it, and I was like, and then the more I searched, the more I found that it was a common misconception that it was, that it's what it said in the Bible, but it actually came from Greek mythology, mm-hmm. in that, and the tale goes something like, a man had his wagon stuck in the mud one day, and he asked a passerby for help, and the passerby said, you know, basically pray to, like, the call on Thor or Zeus or something like that, and he will help you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And call on the gods,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so that kind of led into God helps those who help themselves, which is sort of almost the survival of the fittest sort of view,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can eventually get yourself out of any mess.
That's very humanistic, isn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, long story short, was I eventually had to concede that, no, it doesn't say that in the Bible. And I was living by a principle that was, yeah, it was a false
norm. You got to put that back on the shelf.
Yeah, and it really made me, that's really one of the points where I really started beginning to realize that the ideas that I had of the world,
mm-hmm.
things that I had built up as things that I believed were need to be reassessed.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
What about you, Faith? You had a principle that you threw out, right?
I did?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
No, you didn't.
I don't remember. What?
You're
throwing me under the bus. I don't remember.
Well, it was...
Sounds like.
Starts with. I'm trying to remember it. Well, it was about... You said that you used to think that you were... That you weren't never sure of your salvation because you were always trying to be righteous. And so you lived your life trying to be righteous. Remember?
Well, I did... I kind of understand, but yeah.
You made decisions based on the fact
I made decisions based on the idea that I could lose my salvation. Like, well, if I, you know, what if God came back right now? Would I be good enough to go to heaven? I mean, would I be all
right?
I don't know where I got that from, because my church didn't teach that. My parents certainly did not teach that.
Sure.
So I don't know where on earth that came from or how I got that idea. But it took a long time for me to get through that and realize that my salvation was secure and sealed.
And your big thing was God is my righteousness.
Well, yeah, and which is now the principle that I live by, is that God is my righteousness, and that He is what is good in me, and it is His righteousness that makes me righteous, which allows me to do anything good at all. So I love that. That's my principle that I live by. That's my big... Tell everybody I know. Well, that's... Because we can't do good unless He's in us, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I kept, this is, you know, same thing. You keep sinning. You say, why am I continuing to sin? And you keep sinning and like, Lord, forgive me for that sin. Okay, I claim you're going to have victory. You just do everything you can to keep from sinning because you're not supposed to sin anymore. Mm-hmm. You're a Christian. Well, how come I keep sinning?
Because you're doing it yourself.
Sin over and over again. Okay, Lord, you do it for me. I give up. Okay, then you sin again. You know, and then you finally... You know, I finally come to this realization that, you know, I can't depend on myself not to sin.
Mm-mm.
I have to depend on God not to sin, because He won't sin. I'm going to sin. Lord, forgive me for my sins, and forgive me that I'm going to sin tomorrow. But I depend on You not to sin.
And it's Christ in me.
And then all of a sudden the sin... And then once you focus on that, then the sin goes away. The sin's dead because it has no control over you.
Well, that's because you're focusing on Christ.
It's not that you cannot sin. It's that the Lord in you doesn't sin.
But the focus changes. The focus goes from Christ to... From the sin to Christ.
Right.
And you have to focus on Christ. And the more you focus on Him, and the less you focus on yourself. Like Paul said, it's the less of me and more of Christ. I need to have more of Christ. And the more that Christ is in me, the less I focus on those things that I struggle with. Because Christ...
It's impossible not to eat the cookie if you're staring at the cookie.
Well, exactly. I mean, you're going to eat it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And even if you can, you know, if you even stare at the cookie and you can repeat to yourself, I'm not going to eat that cookie until... You eat the cookie.
Yeah.
You're like garbage in, garbage out. Right?
Something like that.
No, I was making a different reference to the fact that you were saying focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The more you focus on, the more you're taking in, the more that you're focused on Him, the mm-hmm. less that you're thinking about sinning.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
A person who wants to... The thing that I equate that to is a person who wants to lose weight shouldn't think about weight, what their weight is, or something like that. They should think about eating healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they fill their mind with, you know, I want to eat healthy, and this is what I want to, this is the goal that I'm after. And then they're thinking about eating healthy all the time. They're not thinking about losing weight. So that's how their brain is consumed. So when we're thinking about, when we're thinking about God, when we're focusing on Him, then we don't, we're not focusing on the fact that, oh, I sinned again. Oh, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
You're focusing on not sinning.
Right. Yeah.
Jill, you got a principle that you live, that you, that you used to live by, that you threw away?
I can't think of anything right now. I think I'm more dependent, or I try to make more of an effort to depend on God than I'm depending on myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to, like we were discussing earlier, it's hard to shake the way you were raised. So as much as I'm trying to focus on Him and what His will is in my, you know, in my life decisions, it's really hard to not think of doing everything on your own.
Well, you get used to, yeah, like in the situation where customer service or something, somebody doesn't do something they say they're gonna, and so you get mad because they didn't do their job.
Yeah.
And so you've got to take it in your own hands to take care of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't have to, because God loves you enough that He's going to handle it. There's no point in getting all worried, like you said in Matthew. I take care of the trees in the field, the flowers in the fields. What are you worrying about? Relax. I got it under control.
Yeah, yeah.
And He does, and He has it under control. So we're getting all upset about nothing. All it does is hurt ourselves and our Christian witness. Because when you're getting all upset at somebody because of their lack of customer service, well, they're not a Christian. They're just acting like they're supposed to act when you're not a Christian.
Like
they're
Bruce.
Just sinful. What do you want them to act? Like, I mean, they're just, that's all they know.
Bruce always says, why are we so shocked when sinners act like sinners?
Well, exactly. I mean, well, I'm so surprised by that. You know?
That's funny.
I mean, we're all sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know exactly what you mean, Jill.
If you'd like to contribute to the conversation and give us some principles you used to live by that you've thrown away and what your principles are in your new principles, please send them to Brad Mac or Brad MC at mylifeministries.org. You can create, you can record an MP3 and send it to me, or just type something up. Thank you for joining us for this session of Grace Junkies.